Passage 83, expressing one's individuality. A most curious and useful thing to realize is that one never knows the impression one is creating on other people. Has it ever struck you that there is a mysterious individual going around, walking the streets, calling at houses for tea, chatting, laughing, grumbling, arguing, and that all your friends know him, without saying more than a chance, cautious word to you, and that person is you? Supposing that you came into a drawing room where you were having tea, do you think you would recognize yourself as individuality? I think not. You would be apt to say to yourself, as guests do when disturbed in drawing rooms by other guests, "Who is this chap? Seems rather queer. I hope he won't be a bore." And your first telling would be slightly hostile. Why? Even when you meet yourself in an unsuspected mirror in the very clothes that you had put on that very day, and that you know by heart, you are almost always shocked by the realization that you are you. And now and then, when you have gone to the glass to arrange your hair in the full sobriety of early morning, have you not looked on an absolute stranger, and has not that stranger piqued your curiosity? And if it is thus, with precise external details of form, color, and movement, what may it not be with the vague complex effect of the mental and moral individuality? A man honestly tries to make a good impression. What is the result? The result merely is that his friends, in the privacy of their minds, set him down as a man who tries to make a good impression. If much depends on the result of a single interview, or a couple of interviews, a man may conceivably force another to accept an impression of himself which he would like to convey. But if the receiver of the impression is to have time at his disposal, then the giver of the impression may just as well sit down and put his hands in his pockets, for nothing that he can do will modify or influence in any way the impression that he will ultimately give. The real impression is, in the end, given unconsciously, not consciously, and further, it is received unconsciously, not consciously.